but I don't do.
And I told the Lord I wasn't going to do it because of the service, but it more leaned that way the closer it got. And you know me, I ain't not a lot of stirring, I reckon, but just want to encourage somebody. And the service has been encouraging. And the way this come this morning, so you'll get it really like as I get it. But it really came during Sunday school. Brother Mike testified about really giving God praise, not just taking it lightly about things being better. And I really enjoyed your testimony, Brother Mike. And as Randy was preaching, he encouraged Brother Mike. And he spoke about the 10 that God healed and about the one that came back. And at that time, God just gave me just a couple words. And I can't just get rid of it. I just be honest with you. We struggle in our mind about this, how it's supposed to go, that's how it's supposed to go. Well, this is that and this is that. And we figure that we don't know nothing to start with. So there ain't no need of me acting like I know something other than the middle of it. But I want to read that first, and then I just want to tell you what my thought is. And I'm hoping that it just encourage somebody. Because I'm going to tell you this. They could be a rough week that's fixing to come up. It could be a good week. I ain't saying it is or it ain't. But for somebody, they could be a rough week coming up. The old saying is, either you're coming in a storm or you're coming out of a storm, or you're in a storm, or you're fixing to go into one. So either way that it's happening, I hope I just give you something other just to think about. But it says, and it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lift up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go shew yourselves unto the priest. And to the priest, and it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice, glorifying God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered, saying, were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Where are the 9? And they found, and there are not found that any return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. And as I sat there this morning, and Brother Mike was testifying, and Brother Randy said what he said, the only thing that come to me was, be the one. Be the one. We get so caught up about what ain't coming and what ain't happening that we forget to be the one. Just be the one. Sometimes it might not seem so easy just to be the one. Elijah was over there The king himself that was supposed to be king of God's people had already turned his back and the people's back against God. But they was one man there. Now, there was others that still worshipped him, and Elijah found that out. But at that moment in time, at that certain place, he was outnumbered. But I believe God said, just be the one. So somewhere during this week, when something other starts to arise and Satan tells you that this ain't worth doing because they ain't that many doing it, remember, you need to be the one. That God that sent fire down can still do what he does, but sometimes he needs one. Sometimes he don't need a whole bunch of people. He told Gideon over there, he said, you got 32,000. I'm just going to paraphrase. So you got 32,000. That's too many. You know what he said? He said, send the ones back that's afraid. That's afraid. Sometimes it's not a bad thing to be afraid. They even cut them down to 10,000. Still didn't look too bad. I don't think Gideon looked out there. He said, you still got too many. He says, so you just have them go down there and separate them out at the waters. I believe Gideon's first sight was looking over at 9,700 of them. And God said, no, it's these over here. But you know what it started with? It started with somebody being the one. Because Gideon was an unexperienced. That's how God works. He was an unexperienced warrior when the angel spoke to him. You know what he was started out doing to start with? He was complaining. You know what we do a lot of times? We complain. And then you know what God does? He gives us something to do. And then when he gives us something to do, we complain more with an excuse. But it started with one. Somebody had to be the one. Got on down there. You can read the story about it. But somebody had to be the one. Sometimes we get caught up in things and we start looking about us and we use this statement sometimes, everybody's doing it. Everybody's doing it. There again, Ahab. Sometimes people just don't like things that's not going on. There was peace happening. Ahab didn't like it. He said, hey, started talking to Jehoshaphat and said, won't you go down there and fight with me? Jehoshaphat said, well, let's just see what's inquired of here. Ahab had all his men out there telling him, yes, go up, go up, go up. You know what? The world can really tell the difference in what's real and what ain't. They can. Because even Jehoshaphat looked out there and says, are they not one? One. He didn't ask for a bunch of them. He said, are they not one that is a man of God? He said, yep, but he don't like me. But you know what he sent for him? You know what message was tucked to him? You know what? Everybody's done spoke good. Everybody's on the same page here. So when you get over there, you just stay on the same page that we are, and everything's going to be okay. But this is what he said. He said, I'll speak what the Lord tells me to speak. Somebody had to be the one. And the world can tell the difference in what you are. Because even when he went over there and agreed with him, even the king himself said, have I not told you to tell me the truth? He said, okay, this is the truth. I seen Israel scattered as sheep without a shepherd. You know, somebody had to be the one. Somewhere during this week, you and myself will have to be the one. And we don't need to be agreeing with the world. I'm not telling nobody to go in there and start thumping people on the head about matters. Sometimes I've told my kids, I said, don't go start getting yourself involved in conversations and telling people stuff. I says, but if your supervisor or somebody comes and asks you, you give them the truth. You be the one. I said, even if it makes you look bad, and even if it makes me look bad, you tell the truth. Just be the one. Nine lepers didn't come back to say anything, but one did. And sometimes we got to be the one. Sheena, keep playing the piano. Keep messing up. It don't matter. Sing off key. It's all right. Because I'm at one. And I'm okay with it. But I'm going to tell you this. If you could ever hear me sing like I hear me sing, it would amaze you. Because I've got one on the inside of me. But it really, we really need to be the one at no cost. Jeremiah, we heard about him this morning too. The Bible said even God told him, said, they ain't even going to hear you. But you go on down there anyway and you tell them. But you know, they throwed him in a pit, and he's marred up, and he can't get out. But they was still one at the top up there that said, you don't need to be treating him this way. Now, that ain't word for word, but I'm just going to sum it up. And he said, I'm going to give you some of this advice. You best be getting him out of there. So, when it comes this time during the week, and the crowd's hanging out, and the Lord says don't, be the one that don't. If the Lord tells you, say a word to somebody, be the one that says a word to somebody. If the Lord gives you a word to encourage somebody, be the one. Today, I still, whenever somebody crosses my mind and the Lord says, just send them a message, I'll send something other. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell you this. I was sending Sabrina a song yesterday that I thought I was sending it to her. Most time I send her a song because she's on my mind trying to help her. Most time she responds, she didn't respond. Well, my cousin's wife, Judy, sent me a message back. She said, I really needed that song you sent me. So what do you mean song I sent you? I sent it to somebody else. Cassie, no, you didn't. You sent it to whoever you needed to send it to. We just need to be the one. Mike, when he deserves praise, let's be the one. We can't give him enough. If the other nine goes on, there ain't nothing we can do about that. But we just need to be the one at all times.